Welcome to A Kindred Moment with Cheryl Giesbrecht.
I want to remember to continue to let grief change me. Grief changes us. The pain sculpts us into someone who understands more deeply, hurts more often, appreciates more quickly, cries more easily, and hopes more desperately, loves more openly. The author is unknown. When we lean into our personal grief, this means to grieve our own grief and let our grief take us where it will. We can't go around, over, under, but we can put effort into moving through our grief. If people pressure us or make comments about how we should be doing, we can show grace and let them talk, and then we can answer, "I will let you know what I need, and thank you for your prayers." Grief support groups like GriefShare are essential to help with this process. I want to remember that Jesus' death and resurrection provides comfort for all. Just this past June, my 82-year-old father passed away suddenly. At the time, I thought, I've got to remember to tell Paul, and then I remembered, oh yeah, Paul already knows. Paul's there in heaven too, and now Dad is with Jesus and with Paul. But I want to remember Paul. I want to remember Dad, especially Pastor Paul, the father of my children, has left a gaping hole in all of our lives that no one else can fill. Wait a minute. Yeah, there's one who can fill the hole, and his name is Jesus. Matthew 5 verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that your will for us is wholeness. I commit my healing to you for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining author, speaker, radio personality Cheryl Giesbrecht for A Kindred Moment. For information on Cheryl's ministry or her book, Get Back Up, Trusting God When Life Knocks You Down, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.